Jonah here. The weirdest thing I ever did, I'd heard of Nineveh, capital of Assyria. Rumors said it was a bad place, full of Gentile decadence and all kinds of gods, not ours. My dad, Amittai, told me about the place, warned me about it. See, he made his living as a prophet up near Nazareth. He said God wanted me to go to Nineveh and bring down his wrath on the place. Lots of reasons I didn't want to go. The least being I could get killed. And for what? Imagine one man, a foreigner, different religion, coming into town, having to speak through an interpreter to tell bad guys to repent or my God would nuke them. That would be so effective. So I ran in the opposite direction, bought passage to Tarshish. On board ship, I was feeling a mixture of relief and guilt when I suddenly found myself in the middle of a fierce storm at sea, what you'd call a hurricane. But it was the noise of the crew that woke me up, pleading, yelling to their gods to save them, trying to figure out what, who had made their gods angry. When I fessed up to what I'd done, they tried to get me back to shore. And when that didn't work, they had to throw me overboard. Instantly, the sea calmed down. I fought my way to the surface, coughing and sputtering salt water I'd swallowed. But just as I caught my breath, I looked up into the jaws of the biggest fish I'd ever seen. Talk about a fish story. As I tumbled down her throat, I got religion fast. Never prayed so hard in my life. Then I remembered a song. You cast me into the abyss, O God, into the heart of the sea. Chaos surrounds me as your waves wash over me. Help! I'm cast away from your sight, water rising up to my throat, seaweed wrapped around my head. I was almost passing out when I finally remembered you, Lord. My prayer comes before you. Please hear. I croaked out. 3 days in the belly of a fish is 72 hours too long. Smelly, slimy, cold down there. But fact is, I felt strangely warm. Weirdly safe. Finally, the Lord spoke to the fish and she spit me onto the shore. This time, when God spoke, I listened. And when he told me to denounce the people of Nineveh for their sinful ways, I obeyed. Loudly and in public, I pronounced their impending doom. To my amazement, and absolute fury, they repented, renouncing their evil behavior and all the wicked things they'd done and were doing. I was furious. I yelled at God. Can't believe I was so sarcastic. I knew this would happen. You are such a wimp. I knew you wouldn't follow through with your threat. Too soft-hearted, too ready to forgive. That's precisely why I headed to Tarshish. I expected destruction, demolition, a mushroom cloud. But all I saw was people wearing sackcloth, repenting, and covered with your forgiveness. Trouble with you is you're too compassionate toward people I don't like. In protest, I walked east out of the city to pout, plan my revenge, pray for Nineveh's destruction, or hope to die. My self-righteous fury was so angry. It was a stifling hot day. And God, very nicely, I must say, had this huge, fast-growing plant spring up to give shade to my flimsy shelter. But wouldn't you know, the next day a worm attacked it, caused it to wither. That day even hotter, confirming I really couldn't trust God. Okay? But he read my thoughts, spoke to me very softly, kindly. Jonah, if you can take pity on this stupid plant that grew up and died in one day, can't I take pity on Nineveh, where more than 120,000 people live, and all those kids? I guess he had me there. I thought back to those humane, charitable, really, Gentile sailors. They had rowed hard to get me safely back to shore, even begging God's forgiveness when they had to throw me overboard to save the ship. For the first time, I saw God as the merciful creator of all people, Gentile and Jew. No way could we Jews keep God to ourselves. I had to confess my self-centered righteousness while ordinary humanity, with so many likable people, all those qualities, were ready to respond to God's salvation, a gift I'd been unwilling to share. So, where's your Nineveh? Up to your neck in busy chaos? Let me give you directions to your own personal Nineveh. Tell you how to get there. It's the place you don't want to go to and know you need to, which keeps you running, always in the opposite direction from where you'd find your own peace, away from where you'd find God. Even as anger and guilt prevent you from noticing all those nice people, all the good things happening all around you, I can tell you, stop running. Stop running. Say your prayers. Ask God for help. And let that big fish you're living inside belt you up onto the shore where you need to go. Start walking toward that place where you feel inadequate. A loving God will meet you there, ready to help you with yourself, to be yourself. Help you with your understanding and work. Help you to find your fulfillment. Most people don't think they'll find anything. They've given up, accepted what is, and set up housekeeping inside their fish. And what about the people there? The ones you really don't wish the best for, whatever label you attach that allows you to disregard them. What if God loves them too? Each of them, even when you don't or can't. And maybe God is sending you to them, not to agree, not to argue, but simply care about, sharing God's love, whatever is appropriate for them, not for you. I learned a really important lesson from that experience. God cares about you, is with you, even when you're trying to run away and avoid him. Just as he cared for those people he sent me to, even as he cared for me. That still amazes me. I didn't know. Well, back to Nineveh now, my adopted family, whom I've grown to love. I see that big fish offshore once in a while. I just stand and wave and thank her for her hospitality. And I thank you for yours.